Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. This podcast is sponsored by HealthDove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. The information for today's podcast is taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. Welcome to Healthy Focus. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is anxiety. So anxiety is an unpleasant emotional state ranging from mild unease to intense fear. Anxiety differs from fear in that while fear is a rational response to a real danger, anxiety usually lacks a clear or realistic cause. Though some anxiety is normal and in fact healthy, higher levels of anxiety are not only uncomfortable, they can lead to significant health problems. So anxiety is often accompanied by a variety of physical symptoms. The most common symptoms relate to the chest, such as heart palpitations, aware of a more forceful or faster heartbeat, throbbing or stabbing pains, a feeling of tightness and inability to take in enough air, and a tendency to sigh or hyperventilate. In addition, tension in the back and the neck muscles often leads to headaches, back pain, and muscle spasms. Other symptoms can include excessive sweating, dry mouth, dizziness, digestive disturbances, and the constant need to urinate or defecate. Anxious individuals usually have a constant feeling that something bad is going to happen. They may fear that they have a chronic or dangerous illness, a belief that is reinforced by the symptoms of anxiety. Inability to relax may lead to difficulty in getting to sleep and to constant waking through the night. Causes. Anxiety can be a result of both physical and psychological factors. For example, extreme stress can definitely trigger anxiety, but so can certain stimulants such as caffeine. Anxiety can be also triggered by elevations in blood lactic acid levels. Lactic acid is a final product in the breakdown of blood glucose, which is blood sugar, when there is a lack of oxygen. So at least seven nutritional factors that may be responsible for triggering anxiety by raising blood lactic acid levels: caffeine, sugar, deficiency of vitamin B, deficiency of calcium or magnesium, alcohol, and food allergies. Simply avoiding caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and any foods that trigger allergies, along with boosting B vitamins, calcium, and magnesium, can go a long way in relieving anxiety. In fact, cutting out caffeine alone often results in a complete elimination of symptoms. The diet should be rich in foods that have a higher levels of B vitamins, such as leafy vegetables, whole grains, and legumes. Foods high in calcium and magnesium include sea vegetables, sesame, milk, and dairy products, as well as leafy green vegetables. Stress reduction and relaxation exercises are often recommended for those suffering from anxiety. Some of the popular techniques are meditation, prayer, progressive relaxation, self-hypnosis, and biofeedback. The usual recommendation is set aside at least 5 to 10 minutes each day for the performance of the relaxation techniques. And so, of course, also you can consult with your healthcare provider to help you with your anxiety. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert. I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.